Well, we're going to be starting a new seventh grade program for the fall of 2011, and we had enough students to fill our self-contained seventh grade classroom, and we had an overflow. So the question was, our board has a limit to 20 students at the seventh grade level in a classroom. Do we turn some students away, do another self-contained, or do we start a new track? Well, we have a lot of parents and families who are interested in working with the community and environment. And I had an intern that I've been working with, and we came up with the concept of the Community and Environmental Education Program. It's called KEEP, and the students that are in it will be our keepers. So we, up to 20 students going into seventh grade, have been able to register for the program. We have 14 enrolled at this point, so we've got room for six students to come from other places.
And the focus of the program is to do what?
It's actually a place-based education program. So they're going to be focusing, the textbook is actually the Marquette area. So it's going to be hands-on, a great deal of hands-on. So the idea is that when the students work on projects or lessons, they're going to be able to touch, feel, or see what they're working with and learning. So primarily, they will have a classroom at North Star, and maybe they'll spend one day a week there, but planning out what they're going to do for the rest of the week. They'll have, the only regular textbook they'll have is their pre-algebra, which is pretty standard. They're going to have to learn the math like every other seventh grader. The rest of the classes are going to be cross-curricular. So one of the first projects and responsibilities these students are taking on is we have a grant for the hoop house construction. So we're going to be putting up a hoop house. I'm partnering with Marquette Township, and that's going up the first week in June. Those seventh grade students are going to be the primary responsible party for that hoop house. They could be using science, math, economics, English language arts in the projects related to that. So they'll be doing the soil testing. They'll determine what type of produce they want to raise in that hoop house. What they're going to do with it. Are they going to sell it? Will they give it to the homeless? Will they use it in the lunchroom? So it'll be up to them. There's even been some talk about possibly raising chickens in it during the winter.
Well, I have a former seventh grader and a current seventh grader right now. And the neat thing to hear about this is knowing that at that age level, you know, it's one thing to sit them in a classroom, point to stuff on the whiteboard or on the chalkboard or what have you. But when you get that hands-on opportunity, I'm sure as an educator, you've seen this throughout the years, when they get in their hands-on, hands dirty, the learning experience takes on a whole new element for them.
Absolutely. And the classroom will be in the forest, the trails, the lakes. It's just the ideal location for something like that.
We're learning now in education that we're getting more and more towards this type of opportunity for the students, aren't we?
Yes, but it is somewhat controlled by what the students have to cover based on what the Department of Ed says.
Sure.
You know, they've got, and what the testing is going to cover. So our students, we have to be able to cover the same coursework that this self-contained seventh grade is going to do and have be prepared for eighth grade just like the other grade. But the delivery is going to be much different.
Now, this idea you mentioned came from an intern, but it's a little bit different. You know, explain that a little bit about the idea in general. Like, why did you decide to do this, and why do you feel it's important for the students to get involved with it?
We have students, and I think seventh grade overall is pretty high energy at that level.
Yeah, that's true.
And we also have parents who are very interested. When they had gone through a priority setting process in working with the school board, one of the top priorities was identified as having a greenhouse on site. Well, fortunately, we were able to get one of the grants through the health department, and that will be our first step. So with the students being able to work there, we have numerous partners. Marquette Township is providing the site, electric and water connections, and then our kids will also start the build a community garden, prepare that community garden for them, composting site for them, probably build some benches and picnic tables. So that's one of our partners. Of course, Northern and their students are going to be working with us. And also Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission has a significant number of resources and personnel and supplies that we'll be able to work with.
We were talking, too, about how something like this can really resonate with a youngster, too, because you actually have that sense of, hey, look, I did this. It's not just a test score piece of paper. You take it home, you hand it to your parents, and it's gone. You've got that tangible sort of thing as part of the educational experience, too, which has got to be very exciting.
It certainly does. Now, of course, they're still going to have some of the tests because that's going to come in the next year, eighth grade or ninth grade, and when they move on to high school. But it's still going to be the hands-on learning and cross-curricular program.
So what is the process? You mentioned you have about six openings still for the upcoming session. How do folks get involved? How does a parent, if they're listening this morning, interested in getting their kid involved, what's the process?
I would like the parent to call me and set up an appointment to come into the school and meet and bring the child. I want both the parents and the child to be involved in that decision. I don't want a parent to say, oh, this sounds perfect, sign my child up. The student has to know that he's going to be working outdoors in all kinds of weather. It has to be the right fit. Perhaps he does belong in the self-contained classroom. But there, I think that we're going to have more than the 20 who are going to apply to come in for the program.
Yeah, it's got to fit both ways.
Exactly.
As far as the people involved and the students here, what's the best way to find you, Karen? How do the folks go about that?
They can call me at 226-0156, extension 12.